eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Panic. There's situations where, you know, maybe in the first year, it's become easier in year two. Can you remember situations where it's just been more shorthand or easier because of year two?
I can't really say off the top of my head, but you know, once you're in the game, you know, it's just going. You know, you don't really, you know, be in the moment. You know, thinking about, you know, what happened last year and how it got better this year. You know, but you know, after the season, that's when you really like look back on it and reflect on it. You know, the things that you did better, the things that, you know, you still got more improvement to work on. You know, stuff like that. You know, so it's been good though.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Michael, somebody wanted me to ask you. They looked up some statistics from you back in high school, and they saw as a sophomore, you averaged 13 rebounds a game.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Was basketball ever in your future?
No. It was just for fun. That was just for fun. Okay. Sophomore. I didn't play in my sophomore year.
But maybe it was your junior
year. My junior year.
Okay,
yeah,
my junior year. Yeah, but what kind of a basketball player were you?
A rebounder and a dunker. That's it. I was dunking the ball.
Is all the media attention, you just kind of worn out with it all? You just kind of tired of it?
You said my...
Just all the media attention that you get.
I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in. You know, I wouldn't say it's a bad thing. A lot of people would want to be in, you know, this team's shoes, you know, so I wouldn't say it's a bad thing, you know, but, you know, just trying to make sure it don't, you know, distract anybody on the team and stuff like that, you know. That's the only thing. But, you know, I know that's not the case, you know, but I'm just ready to play, really.
if they said we're kicking off at 6 o'clock tonight, you ready to go?
Yeah, for sure. I'm ready always. No matter.
Mike, speaking of high school sports, did you know that your left tackle played high school volleyball, Troy?
Yeah, yeah.
The skill sets of high school volleyball players and high school football players probably to a lot of people don't sound that similar, but
yeah.
Do you see any of that in his game, that he's light on his feet and a little bit more agile than he would be without that?
I could tell he probably was jumping a lot because of his calves. Yeah, that boy, he got big calves. He can do it all, man. Troy is a crazy athlete, so... I'm glad he's on my team.
Ed, I'll follow your social, Washington Huskies. Can you settle this debate? There's been a lot of talk about how Africans, more specifically Nigerians, make better music than Jamaicans. Could you give me your thoughts on that?
They don't. That's it. Like, period, point blank.
You know, are you sure? Like, there's only one great artist from Jamaica, and there's like thousands of Afro beat artists, you know, out there. So
it's only one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know that's cap.
That's not cap.
You know that's cap.
All y'all have is Bob Marley. That's it.
And who else?
All y'all have is Bob. All you guys have is Bob Marley.
Who you got?
You got Billy. Bro, who team you got? This team, we got Turtle Boy. That's three off the top right there.
Bob Marley, Popcorn, Vibes Cartel. That's three.
What's the last Popcorn? Exactly.
He don't know. He don't know anybody that you just said.
That's not true.
He don't. Everybody know Bob Marley.
Dylan Morris.
But it's been tough at times managing it. you know, talking on the phone constantly and trying to sift through everything with other schools' situations and then trying to figure out, like I said, I got to get locked into Texas as well, so.
Have you got other schools besides Marshall lined up for a visit or anything?
I mean, it's – I'm not really planning anything yet because I'm still planning on, you know, we're going to win this game and then go to Houston. So, like, that first week in January is going to be kind of closed off for me. So that's been one of the tough things for me, is trying to talk to schools about that and them understanding my situation as well, that I might potentially not be able to get to a visit in the beginning of January. So it's been a little interesting in that case, too, with some schools understanding my situation because it is unique. You know, we're in the CFP, and I'm staying on the team and in the portal, so.
Yeah.
Are you thinking you'll enroll in January, wherever, you know, for?
Yeah, I would like to be able to do that, is get on campus as soon as I can to whatever place.
Is there a chance you could return next year?
I mean, I don't want to say no, but, I mean, I think, like I said, with the conversations I've had with the coaching staff and all that, like, it is probably pretty clear that I'll be somewhere else next year.
Is it, I mean, bittersweet at all?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's like I said, like, this was the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life so far, because I love this place so much. I've wanted to play here my whole life. I've done that, and I wanted to get back to that same stage as playing here in my last year. But, you know, it is bittersweet because I don't have any regrets about my time here. And I do feel like I'm leaving on a good note with my teammates, the coaches, and the fan base.
And you could have left right away.
I mean,
decided to stay. Why
yeah,
was that?
I mean, I think in college football right now, it's an interesting time with how some people handle their business. At the end of the day, it is, you can say, a selfish decision because we have to make decisions for ourselves. But I do have a ton of loyalty to these guys in the locker room I've spent 5 years with.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, because I love this place so much and the stage that we're playing at, I would have hated being somewhere else. And, you know, if there was, for whatever opportunity that, and whatever chance that I might have to go in the game, I would have hated myself to be somewhere else and not be here with my brothers that I've spent so much time with, you know. Like I said, it's just the loyalty piece to me. That's, you know, some people could say, you know, maybe I'm hurting myself by not, you know, being able to go to a bunch of visits and all these things, but that's a little give or take with the situation. I'm willing to sacrifice that so I can be with my brothers here.
Got it. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate
yep.
it. Man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I've got Austin Mack. You should still be in high school.
I should. So,
I mean, do you miss being back home?
I would say the only thing I really miss is kind of my friends and my family, because especially graduating the whole year early, pretty much all those guys were like pretty much my guys. So, yeah.
What was it like getting through the process of getting through that, graduating and getting the schoolwork done in order to get to UW?
It was definitely stressful, you know, because pretty much at the time I was taking 6 classes already. So then kind of what the high school had me do is take 3 extra online classes to kind of pretty much take care of my senior year. So it was definitely stressful during the time, but it's for sure worth it. I'm very glad I did it.
Yeah, what's it like? I mean, you turned 17 in September?
June.
In June.
Yeah.
And Michael's 23?
Yeah.
What's that difference in age been like between you and some of these guys that have been around 6 years?
It's definitely a little surreal to me because I'm still very young and pretty much a lot of people on the team have been here for 5-6 years. So I would say usually a lot of people would think it's very different, but especially with Mike, he's been great. He's really helped me out on the team. He's really been someone I look up to a lot.
How much different has it been? Compare where you are today as a quarterback to where you were a year ago.
It's actually crazy to it's crazy to see because I'd say that the high school and college is definitely two completely different worlds, and I would say over this year I've grown immensely, especially with Coach Grubb, especially having Mike and Demo. It's been something I'm very grateful for.
People have been asking me to give a little bit of a scouting report on Austin, and I, you know, they think 6'6", 6'7" quarterbacks, they think of a statue back there, and I tell people you're more like a basketball player out there. You're more athletic.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say something I kind of take pride in is being a bigger structure, but still being able to do everything.
Give me another scouting report. If people are up there watching you, tell us what they're going to see.
I would say if you're watching me, I would say pretty much something you're going to see is a QB who loves staying in the pocket, really loves to throw the ball, but if he has to move, he's gonna. And I'm definitely the type of person who really loves making plays, and especially likes getting the ball down the field. So,
did you hear the comments that Coach Grubb and Coach DeBoer were making about you postseason when people are asking?
I have not.
They were kind of raving about you.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much, especially I say pretty much the all coaches have been really, really great to me, really have really believed in me, like, and it's been amazing.
And just one last thing, you know, just them bringing in, you know, a senior quarterback, Will Rogers. Yep. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, just what goes through your mind when they do something like that.
It's not really different to me, because especially having Mike, I wouldn't say it's too big of a thing for me, especially because it's kind of a thing, like I'm still super young, so kind of, yeah, it's not too big of a deal for me.
Jalen McMillan,
what's going on?
You're back.
Yes, sir.
How satisfying was it? Because even though you were back with the team, we didn't see the same Jalen McMillan as we saw the Jalen McMillan against Oregon.
Right.
How good did that feel?
It felt great. I mean, it was just a testament to, I mean, my support system and my team always just keeping my head straight. So,
tell me, you body wise, I remember down at the Stanford game, and you had a big knee brace on, and I saw you messing with that, and you just did not look comfortable at all.
Right.
How hard was that, you know, playing and trying to play through that?
It was difficult. It was emotional. You know, I had been rehabbing for a while, and re-aggravating it definitely pissed me off for sure.
Yeah, what was different in the Oregon game? Because you looked like J-Mac.
Yeah, it was just, I was rehabbing it, and I kept on rehabbing it, and that whole week of practice, I just felt, 100%, so I was able to go.
How big was that win? And what was the plane ride like on the way home after the Oregon game?
It was a huge win, and we were on the, Troy was on the intercom in the plane, just messing around, and yeah, we all fell asleep, though, so... No celebrating. He was dead tired.
Well, that was a physical game.
Yeah.
You guys, and, you know, I've talked to the other players about this. This game, it shouldn't be too big for you, because it just seems like every road trip was a real hostile environment. The Pac-12 game, and then at Husky Stadium, what was electric in all those games as well. You're used to this, and Coach always says you're built for this.
Right.
I mean, just tell me about the atmosphere down.
I mean, we're really not too worried about it. I think this opportunity is so rare for us, to where it's like, okay, there's no point in being nervous. Let's just go have fun and enjoy it, because you only get moments like this every once in a while.
Yeah, you know, I know you're concentrating on the game, but everybody's asking, is J-Mac going to be back next year?
I mean, I have no answer for that, because I feel like I should just focus on this game for right now, and then when everything's said and done, I'll make a decision.
You know, when you take a look at the Texas film, you know, what do you see the differences maybe between this year and last year's game?
I don't really think there is a difference. I really feel like if we just come out and play our game and just execute everything, we're going to win the game.
You're 13-0, and you're underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sit with you guys?
It doesn't sit well. I mean, I feel like we've earned the right to get our respect. And the fact that we didn't get it, it kind of puts a chip on our shoulder.
Do you guys talk about that much?
Nah.
Jalen, what do you have to do to beat the Texas secondary?
I think we just need to catch the ball and get open. I feel like they're a talented group, but I truly believe that if we just catch the ball, we're going to win.
But Texas did get beat deep a lot this year.
Yeah, they did. We're gonna use that to our advantage, and we're gonna try to, you know what I'm saying, run some shots.
Jalen, do you remember when you first met Mike?
Yeah.
Was that on his visit, or when did you guys connect?
I was actually going to. Yeah, it was on his visit. Yeah, it was on his visit. It was when I was going to enter the transfer portal. Yeah.
How crazy was that? It was like 2 years ago. That period of kind of uncertainty for you guys.
It was crazy. I mean, we were all like confused and not knowing what to do, and Coach Grubb and DeBoer had a one-on-one with me and Mike, and we just talked about everything, and he told me his plans, and I loved every second of it, and I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna stay here.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Parker Brailsford, I know you've been hearing it for a while now, but just at 272 pounds?
Yeah, 75.
275, going up against Tervante Sweat. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's a large human. Tell me a little bit about, you know, just watching film and, you know, how you managed to move a guy that big.
In all honesty, I think it's definitely going to be a challenge. I think my main thing is going to be just getting under him and getting my hands inside. That's going to be my main thing.
Yeah. Well, he's got to run with you.
Yeah.
You think you could tire him out?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to be one of the main things. Tempo, definitely keeping up.
Tell me a little bit about what you've seen on film from that defensive line.
Definitely good with their hands, their anchor. Or not their anchor, but their, like, the way they fit double teams, the corkscrew technique, that's what we call it. Get their hip really low to the ground and able to just, you know, not get moved as well. It's easy.
Yeah, I mean, I've told a couple guys, and not any bulletin board material, but sometimes I just feel like Texas is the attitude for Texas. And just, you know, what are you guys doing here? Do you kind of sense that a little bit?
Sorry, you guys said it again?
Just from getting, you know, the Texas, you know, that we're Texas, you know, we belong here, you know, and, you know, you guys are Washington and maybe a little bit outsiders to this.
Yeah.
Do you sense that a little bit?
Honestly, I just think we're going to see on Monday. That's what I think. We're going to see who deserves to be here and, you know, what it really is come Monday. Not saying anything, but I just think, yeah.
Yeah, and the Moore Trophy. Tell me a little bit about that.
An honor, honestly. Something we worked towards since January. Had it up on our racks. Had a picture of it up on our racks in the weight room, so we knew what we were working towards. Yeah.
Yeah, and just the beginning of the season with Mateo there. Mm-hmm. And then you were over at guard, and just tell me a little bit about the chemistry with the offensive line and how it had to change early in the year. And it just seemed like you guys got stronger as the year went on.
Yeah, I mean, Teo's always been there, like, since the beginning. Even when I was at guard, he's been there to help me. And after, you know, obviously don't want to see Teo get hurt, but after he did get hurt, he was there helping me too.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your experience down here. Just other than football, what are some of the things you got to do?
I think my best experience is probably the food. The food out here is really good.
Yeah. What was your favorite food you had?
I wouldn't say this is necessarily my favorite, but I think the thing I like trying the most was gator.
What's up, buddy?
What gator tastes like?
I don't really know what it tastes like, but it kind of had the consistency of pulled pork.
Who's the guy that, you know, who's the big food guy that's just been devouring the food?
Ooh, the big food guy?
Who's the big food guy?
I probably have to say my guy over there, Nathaniel Coleppo. Big food guy.
Yeah, and just Zach Durfee. Mm. Have you played? Have you lined up against him?
Me personally, I haven't, but our tackles have. But yeah.
Yeah,
he's a good player.
Do you laugh at some of the things that are being said about him?
I haven't even seen anything.
The myth?
The myth?
The myth of Zach Durfee?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Just, he won an arm wrestling contest with both hands tied behind his back.
Oh, got you.
Got a sunburn, and the son apologized. You know, the guys that don't play always get the most attention.
Yeah.
I was over there talking to Parker. He said, you're the big food guy. Can put it away. Is that true?
Yeah, for sure. I be, you know what I'm saying? I think I like to say I'm built by McDonald's so I can get my little shout out McDonald's. You know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to be eating McDonald's.
McDonald's, I'm trying to tell you that give me superpowers, man. McDonald's is really good for me.
What's a typical order for Nate at McDonald's? And do you go in or drive through?
It depends on how I'm feeling. I'll go in, I'll DoorDash it, but it depends on how I'm feeling that day. So on like a regular day, I probably get like 3 spicy McChickens, 2 Filet-O-Fish. I get like a large Coke, a 40-piece nugget, and then probably a large fry.
What's your bill run? $30?
It depends. I'm saying it depends on how I'm feeling that day. If I haven't eaten a lot, then the highest, I probably like 60, 65.
You spent $65 at
for
McDonald's?
Sure. I'm trying to tell you, I need that NIL for McDonald's. I'm going to need that.
How about down here? You know, what have you been devouring down here?
There was this one chicken spot. I can't remember the name, but it's right over there on Bourbon Street. They got this catfish, best catfish I've ever had. But it was like, I had catfish and then fried chicken and then like some mac and cheese. It was crazy. The food out here just tastes a little different.
There's a little more spice.
No, for sure.
Yeah, we were talking to a couple of the old linemen, the D linemen over, on Texas. Mm-hmm. And, more trophy, and they just kind of rolled their eyes. Yeah. It's not a big deal. You guys hearing that stuff?
Yeah, we hear it for sure, but we try not to pay attention to that because I feel like we got a great group of guys on that starting five. And shout out to Texas. They got a great group of guys over there, great D-line. So I feel like it's going to be our biggest test yet. But I feel like we've done everything we can to prepare for this moment right now. And I feel like when the lights are the brightest, I feel like that's when we perform at our best. So,
How's the rest been for you? I mean, how were you after the Oregon game? And what did those couple of days off do for you? A couple of weeks off?
No, for sure. Help me get my body back for sure. Because that Oregon game, man, it was a fun one. But that Oregon game, it was a crazy one for me because, man, you know me, being from Seattle, like, this is stuff I dreamed about. Like, being in this stadium right now, it's surreal, man. It feels like a dream. But at the end of the day, I do all this for my mama, man, and I wish she could be here to take it all in with me. And
oh, she is.
For sure, man.
She is. Scott talks about, Scott Eklund talks about your mom all the time and how awesome she was, so I'm sure she'd be proud. Being a local guy, tell me a little bit about how big those Oregon wins really were.
It's so
not
crazy.
The players that talk all smack, yeah. But the fans sure do.
Yeah, for sure. But I feel like those Oregon games, like growing up, like Oregon was like that big powerhouse, like, oh, we're Nike, this, that, and the third. But just being in those games and like after watching them from when I was like yay tall and winning them, it's just a surreal feeling. Like I said, it doesn't feel real. Like I don't think I'll really fully grasp like what we've done this season till after the season's over. You know what I'm saying? So those wins were huge to me, for the city and everything we've done as a team. So shout out my teammates and yeah.
It doesn't seem like this game is going to be too big for you guys. You guys have been to hostile environments. It started at Michigan State, where it was hostile. It was hostile down at USC. It was hostile, in most of the places that you went, and big crowds at University of Washington as well. Pac-12 championship game, but this doesn't seem like it's going to be that big of a deal for you.
It's going to be like a home game for Texas pretty much. I mean, they probably had to take like an hour flight over here.
Yeah.
And ours was like, I think like 6 or 4.5 or whatever it was. But we're used to it, man. Like I said, when the light shines the brightest, we perform. We come out and we put on a show, man. So I'm not really worried too much about it.
What was that plane ride like? What do you remember about the plane ride back after the Oregon game down in Las Vegas?
After the Oregon game in Las Vegas, I remember sleeping. I was dead tired after that game, man. I was dead tired, especially the way my boy Dylan Johnson, shout out my boy for toting the ball like the way he was, man. So after that game, my body was just hurting. All I could think about was sleep. So I didn't really go out and enjoy like the win till like the next day and whatnot.
All right. Are you having fun down here?
Yeah, for sure, man. I love it, man.
Zach Durfee,
You actually do exist.
Yeah.
Is it kind of funny you seeing some of the stuff out there that, you know, just people, your Sasquatch, your Bigfoot, you don't really exist? Do you see all that kind of stuff?
I see some of it on, like, Twitter and stuff. I'll click on or maybe read it. But, I mean, I guess I appreciate the support. I can't like, hate on it.
I got people, they want me to ask you three questions. Is it true you won an arm wrestling contest with both hands tied behind your back?
All right. I like that. Sure it is.
Is it true that when you got sunburned, the sun apologized?
Yeah, he said sorry, yeah.
And when you do push-ups, you're really pushing the earth down.
These are good questions. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, we'll just keep the myth out there.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, tell me a little bit, you know, you played college football at a lot lower level. Mm-hmm. Tell me about, you know, maybe your first contact practice where you knew this was different.
Oh, yeah, from the get-go, even probably player-run practices. I mean, yeah, thinking back, what was that? That was a year ago. Like, just the speed, maybe in a lower level, say it falls off a little bit maybe when you go to, like, the twos, threes, and stuff like that. And at this level, maybe there's a fall-off, but everyone's good. Yeah, I would say the speed of the game. Everything happens a lot faster.
Did you have a welcome to college football moment in any of the practices?
Yeah, I would say I remember Quentin Moore in spring ball. He was on a swipe, and he got me pretty good. He got me. I didn't see him coming. He got me pretty good. I would say that was maybe. And then also our winter conditionings a little bit.
What got you there?
Man, just everything. The agilities we do them in the Dempsey in the winter. Those are pretty tough.
Yeah, but coming from the small school like you did, the training table's got to be different as well.
Yeah, I mean we had a great strength and conditioning program with Micah Cloward and at University of Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. So I was prepared, but it's definitely different. It's a grind.
I mean, why Washington? You probably did. You have other offers out there? Were other schools really coming after you?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty hectic in the portal, kind of hearing from everywhere. But why Washington? I mean, people kept asking me that. I mean, like, why Washington? I mean, look where I am. You know what I mean? I mean, they told me on the visit, like, you're gonna have a chance to play in games like this, and they didn't lie. So I would say, being right here, my feet planted right on this turf, that's why Washington.
Who else other than Washington was recruiting you real hard out of the portal?
Minnesota, Iowa State, and then a lot of other people I was just, like, talking to, but those two are probably the hardest.
You know, nobody's really seen you play for a couple of years. Give me a scouting report. I mean, if we're going to sit up in the stands and watch Zach Durfee, you know, what are we going to see?
I hope to see someone who plays with passion, who's playing hard, and someone who's excited for their teammates, and someone who does their job.
You played quarterback in high school.
Yeah.
So I was telling Coach Grubb, you got to put Durfee in the Wildcat at some point.
I would love that.
He said it was a good idea. What do you think?
If we get a little Q power going, then I'm down. But if I have to throw, I could get a 5-10 yard throw. But anything other than that, I don't know if I have it anymore.
I mean, Roman, Jalen, and I mean, they got to throw passes this year.
That's true. Yeah. But they also, I feel like they don't lift like an edge does. The arm motion ain't exactly there anymore, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, Durfee in the tush push or the brotherly shot.
Yeah, I'd take that.
You do that? Are you going to lobby for that?
I actually don't know if I want the tush push. I'd rather just go straight Q power.
How many tickets did you have to get for the game?
I had a cool 12. Yeah, it's really like just my, like the grown-ups coming to the game, so.
How far is home from here?
3 hours. Right. It's 3 hours.
Are you familiar with this place?
New Orleans, yeah. I came down here as a kid, you know, growing up. So they had asked me, like some of the good food spots and stuff. So I had told them some good food spots.
Have you been into the stadium before?
Yeah, yeah. I've been to a couple games growing up as a kid, you know.
Did you play in here?
No. I watched the Saints growing up.
I mean, you're a long ways from Seattle. Tell me a little bit about how you get connected with Seattle from all the way down here.
How did I, like, find out about Seattle?
Find out about Washington, and how did they find out about you? Going Coach, that far away from home.
Coach Juice had reached out to my high school coach because they was they was best friends growing up, so that connection. And then I just learned more about it, and I just fell in love about it. And then I always just wanted to really just go far away for college, you know, and experience something new. And, like, me going to the West Coast, I think that was, like, the best thing for me. Because just me as a person, just seeing new opportunities, new things, it just sparked different plugs that I like didn't even know about, you know, like me just figuring out about different things.
What's the biggest adjustment from Seattle to here?
Honestly, it was the people, like the lingo, like just like because in the South, like we more like aggressive, you know, like talking wise, and out there, like they're more like, I wouldn't say soft, but like just. Like, you just got to watch how you, like, talk to him, you know, like, approach him, you know. So, just me, just learning how to, like, talk to him and stuff and just, like just stuff like that. It was just like that for me.
How's your first season gone? You got honestly, on the field, I noticed.
No, I haven't, you know. So
I saw you on special teams.
No, honestly, this year, like, just me learning a lot, it was, that was the biggest thing for me. I learned so much, you know. And I just think that I've been getting better day by day. So whenever the opportunity comes, it comes, you know.
Food wise, what do you miss? What have you looked for in Seattle you haven't been able to find?
Seasoned food. Definitely seasoned food. You know, being from the South, being so used to the food being seasoning, that was the main thing. When I got to Seattle, I was like, wow, bro. Like the food still was good, but it just wasn't like seasoned like what I'm so used to. You know.
We're looking for you. And the whole team shouts out your name. Yeah. Seems like you're fitting in okay.
Yeah, for sure. These boys, man, they're like my brothers now. You know, when I first came to Seattle, I was the more of the quiet person, you know. But now I didn't open up with them a lot, you know. I truly feel like at home, you know. So.
So you're surprised you go all the way out to Seattle and now you're back home to play. That's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
One Louisiana guy on this team.
Yeah, because the crazy thing is how I found out about it. I was asleep, and my dad had called me, and he was like that we're going to be playing in New Orleans, and I didn't know myself. So when I found that out, that was just that just made my day, you know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.